Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, July the 20th, and welcome to our commentary. We're going to get into the anniversary of Apollo 11 in a few minutes, but before we get there, I want to talk about a post. I have a post over at the American Thinker today talking about the economy. You know, there's a lot of things happening in this economy, but clearly people are driving less. They're going out to eat less and less. They're changing their spending habits. And of course, all of it because of inflation. And I cite an example in the article, our own personal example. You know, it now takes $60 to fill up our family car. It used to take 30 or 35. Well, that difference of $30 obviously has to come from somewhere in the family budget. And what is happening to me is probably happening to each and every one of you watching or listening today. So yes, this is having an impact. When gasoline prices go up like that, then food prices go up. Of course, it has to have an impact because most of us have a limited budget. In other words, we have a finite amount of dollars that we can spend, and we're not going to go into savings to buy gasoline, although I understand some people are being forced to do that, which is very sad. So clearly, the inflation is having a very negative impact on the American family, and this is the reason. This is the reason why the sense of optimism or sense of pessimism is out there in the land. People are getting hit every single time. Every time you go out and you have to spend money, you are feeling the impact of inflation. I don't know of a single item that hasn't gone up. Certainly all the essentials have gone up. You know, we noticed something that the restaurants are not as full as they used to be. And as I write in my post, I cite an article in my post that's true, that less people are going out to eat. So this is all having an impact on the country. And that is why the Biden presidency, among many things, but that is one of the reasons why his presidency is in so much trouble. Inflation is real and it's hurting people for real. And it's hurting the middle class and the lower middle class more than anything else. Obviously, if you're making $200,000 a year and gasoline goes from $2.50 to $5, well, it impacts you, but not to the same, obviously, as somebody making $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Obviously, the impact is much greater. And there's obviously a lot more people making $50,000 a year than $250,000 a year. And that's why there's such a sense of gloom in the country as it is. Well, the other day, the Secretary of Transportation was talking about, you know, inflation and the price of gasoline. And once again, he went back to his little talk about electric cars. As I've said a million times, I have nothing against electric cars. If that's the wave of the future, hey, I'll be happy to jump on that wave as soon as I can get there. I cannot afford an electric car right now. They're like $50,000, $60,000 here in the United States. They're not convenient. If you have to drive a great deal, they're not convenient because you have to charge them every couple hundred or whatever. So maybe 20 years from now, when they can make a car that goes further, when there's better technology and all of that, maybe that's the way we're going to be. And maybe I'll be driving one. Again, I have nothing against them. But to hear an administration constantly talk about the solution of every problem in the world is to drive an electric car, that only confirms how out of touch with reality the Secretary of Transportation and his administration, or the Biden administration, are with respect to the topic of inflation. Electric cars are not the solution. The solution is to make energy more affordable. Now, long term, maybe the electric car is the answer. I'm not against it. But right now, have you tried shopping for an electric car? It's pretty expensive. So there are still some problems. We're not there yet. And for the administration to keep going back to that illusion that somehow the answer is electric cars, it's just an illusion. That's all that it is. And frankly, an insulting illusion. I mean, we're smarter than that. We know that the electric car is not a current solution to the price of gasoline. I mean, that's simply not the answer in the short term, that is. Now, the other thing, of course, I never explained to you is, on one hand, they say drive an electric car so that we don't have to use fossil fuels. Okay, but where do you think the electricity comes from? I mean, what electricity is running these power plants? Obviously, either fossil fuels or nuclear power. So anyway, it's very confusing. I think the administration needs to show a little bit more respect average there who's battling against this wave of inflation that they created. They created this wave of inflation. Well, it was on this day in 1969 that all of us, those of us who remember this day, remember the landing on the moon and the walking on the moon. And I think I remember my parents. I remember them because, of course, they had grown up at a time when going to the moon or these kinds of things were almost out of the inconceivable, as they say. And I remember them watching the landing on the moon and walking on the moon. And you could just see in their eyes, you know, they were just absolutely amazed that they got to see something like this in their lifetime. Now, I got to see it too, of course. I sat down with them in the living room and we watched Neil Armstrong walk on the moon. And I remember President Nixon speaking to them. And I remember in the afternoon of July the 20th how Apollo 11 was approaching the moon and how they eventually landed. And, of course, later we learned that they had to make some minor adjustments there as they were getting ready to land because the map that they had or the location that they had was not the right one. And so they were kind of, you know, if you watch the movie or the documentary, you see Neil Armstrong, you know, moving the capsule, looking for a better place to land because the one they were going to land originally was not really suitable for landing, as they said. But they came down, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, as I recall. They came down, we saw the pictures because they had a camera on the side of the capsule, and we saw the pictures of the Eagle landing. And then, of course, those famous words of Neil Armstrong, Houston, Tranquility Base is here. The Eagle has landed. Probably one of the most famous words in the history of mankind. Then later that evening, he came out and Buzz Aldrin also came out. And the two of them were walking around. And that's when President Nixon spoke to them. But again, what's amazing to me was the millions and millions of people here in the United States were watching that and millions around the world. I remember a newspaper image the next day of people who were like standing in different places around the world. You know, they had these big screens and they could see the images that we were watching back here in our televisions in the living room. And I'll never forget the one scene of a lady who was doing the rosary while they were up on the moon. Praying the rosary, I should say, when they were up in the moon. I mean, I think a lot of people understood exactly how she felt on that moment. So, you know, we have not been back in the moon since the end of 1972. So it's over 50 years that we flew to the moon. And I hope we do it again. As it turned out, for whatever reason, we didn't continue the moon program in the 70s and in the 80s. And of course, in the 80s, we went in the direction of the shuttle, the space shuttle, which is what we're doing. We did for a long time. And here recently, we probably have other things that we're working on that I'm not familiar with. But that day, July the 20th, 1969, is one of those days when you're really lucky to be alive. And you're really lucky that you got to see the landing on the moon and everything else that went with it. It was just unbelievable. Just, you cannot explain it. I've tried to explain it to my sons. And of course, it's hard to explain it unless you were at that time alive and able to watch it on TV. It was just an absolutely incredible moment. And then, of course, they came back to Earth. And, you know, when the capsule, lands on the ocean and they get picked up and all of that. I mean, the whole thing, I think, took about a week from the moment of the takeoff to the successful return to Earth. And for all that time, you know, we were all tuned in watching this and just realizing that we were watching something that we would actually be telling our our children and our great-grandchildren and grandchildren and everything about. And it didn't occur to me at the time. Maybe it did, and I don't remember. Or maybe other people were thinking this way. But I'm sure there must have been somebody watching this on TV who said to himself or herself, wow, I wonder if we'll be talking about this 50 years from now. Well, it's 53 years now. And yes, we're still talking about it. And my guess is that 100 years from now, 200 years from now, July the 20th, 1969, and Apollo 11 will be something that a lot of people are going to be talking about. And I'm sure boys and girls will know the name of Neil Armstrong as the first man who walked on the moon. Tremendous experience to have been alive that day. Well, I'm going to close today giving or sending a very happy birthday to Tony Oliva. Tony Oliva, baseball player, who recently was inducted into the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest baseball hitters of my generation. Tony was born in Cuba and came to the United States in the 60s, like so many of us, and he won 3 batting titles with the Minnesota Twins. He played his entire career with the Minnesota Twins. He had some bad luck with his knees, so his career was cut short, but still, he won 3 batting titles, came close to winning a couple more. He was just one of the most consistent hitters in Major League Baseball over an 8 to 10 year span. And he was just great. If you would ask any pitcher of that generation, who was the batter that you didn't want to pitch to with the winning run at second base, Tony Oliva was probably one of the hitters that they did not want to pitch to with the winning run at second base. So happy number 84 to Tony Oliva, who again was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 2022. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we'll talk to you later. So happy Apollo 11 day to all of you. I hope you have good memories of this day as I do. Bye-bye, everybody.